Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom eloped, plus Pat's puppy song and letters. It's coming up in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
You could pop up in WWE tomorrow. Would Saraya be there or would Paige be there?
Paige, 100%.
So when you're setting up Logan Paul to frog splash you through the announce table, it's going through your mind.
This should make every headline in the world.
It makes sense, right? In a jelly roll.
We knew we had that kind of a moment.
Mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Oh, sure. You've seen it on Fox Television. Young, good-looking, sexy singles, coupling and uncoupling, romping half-naked in the Caribbean sunshine. Forget about those self-involved losers on Temptation Island. Prepare to drop them panties for some real action as Bob and Tom Television presents Temptation Trailer.
Darnation. You is good-looking, darling.
Sugar? You better look at them, my old man. You got three teeth. He's only got two.
It's Temptation Trailer. We've taken six redneck hillbilly couples and dropped them off on a small island in the Chattahoochee River.
Dang, you can count to three? You're pretty and smart.
Temptation Trailer, where the couples will meet eligible singles who will try and entice and seduce them.
Oh, dark roots hair always makes me hot. Hey, is that a booger?
It's exciting. It's hot. It's sexy.
You know, I ain't never seen a pair of Speedos with a big old belt buckle on them.
Honey Pie, I need to confess something to you. I ain't never been with a woman whose ass or her hairdo would fit through the door of a double-wide train.
Will they stay with their current love, or will they stray?
I'm looking for a man who can be romantic. The kind of guy who will burp the words, I love you, once in a while.
I love you.
Darling, you ever seen one of these here pierced?
Damn, girl! You're hotter than my cousin.
Don't miss Temptation Trailer, coming soon to Bob and Tom TV.
Woohoo! I'm leaving my boyfriend for a guy with a normal size forehead.
Don't miss Temptation Trailer, coming soon to Bob and Tom TV. Temptation Trailer on Bob and Tom Television. It just might result in a slightly deeper gene pool.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I took a couple days off last week, as you know, and took the opportunity to elope.
There you go.
Got married to Kelly. It was great.
That is great.
On the beach, in the rain. I've been informed by everyone I know now, but apparently, I didn't know this, getting married in the rain is good luck.
Excellent.
That's what I've always heard.
Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain.
Nice day for a wet wedding.
It was wet. It was great. When we were doing the ring thing, quite literally, okay, you hold the umbrella. So we did have this big umbrella, but if you see they put a couple pictures, I think, on our website.
Yeah, they're great.
I am soaked.
Your song could be, is it the Hollies?
The rain, the park, another thing.
The bus stop. She says,
my umbrella.
Okay, there we go.
Everybody knows that part. That's right.
But I was gone a couple days last week, and it's my understanding I missed a song. Is that correct, Pat?
A couple of them, yeah. Well, I think I played.
Wait a minute.
Is that right?
Hang on. I don't know why, but Tom's irritated by it. Let's dive into that.
Is that the case, you son of a bitch?
Yeah.
How dare you write while I was gone?
I missed a song. Is that right, Pat?
Now you want to do it?
No. It's just that's the cue. Because lately with Pat, it's you get it all set up, and then he looks at you as if, huh?
This was the...
It reminds me of what Chick always talks about. When you go to a store and you're behind some lady, and it's always a lady. And they go through all the stuff. And then she looks up like, oh, I have to pay now?
Oh,
and
well, let me get my searching
the purse for the wallet. But with Pat, it's we talk about a song, we set it up, and then he looks around, and you're thinking, grab the guitar. Begin the song. That's short
not,
intro,
that's
please.
That's not just what went down.
Okay. That's exactly what just happened. Does this need an introduction? Is there a news story related to this?
Oh, my God.
See, this is why he doesn't know when to start. Because you don't know when to stop.
This entire thing is eating itself.
I'll say 3, 2, 1, you go. 3, 2,
That's
one.
Not how it's going to work.
Oh. Thank
I'm
you, Pat.
In charge now, yeah. Oh. Son of a bitch.
He's going to be in charge for at least 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, all right. This is a work in progress that we did last week, and it came off pretty good. It's a song about my little doggy.
Your doggy?
Yeah.
It's called songs about my little doggy.
Yeah, it's called Ode to Brody. Getting a puppy was a great idea. My son's joy is worth the price. Potty training was harder than expected, and all of your friends give you advice. Take them out a lot, no late night snacks. Put him in the crate, keep him on track. But he ruined the floor, landlord giving me flack for turning my place into an outhouse shack. Whine, 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 yap, yap, yap. Piss, 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 and a crap, crap, crap. He chewed the molding and barfed on the carpet. Got out of the crate and the floors got scratched. Jumped for a ball and the window got cracked. Oh, I'm never getting my left shoe back. Hello, unconditional love. Goodbye, $2,000. $385 for the vet, $100 for the toys, $30 for the collar. Snip, snip, soon, and a yap, yap, yap. Chew, 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 and more crap, crap, crap. We love our little Brody, but these are the facts. I'm never getting my deposit back.
Very good. What a good doggy. Thank you, Pat. Now it's time to check in with our letters. Do we have
emails from our listeners? I'll start us off. Dear Bob and Tom Show, I know you guys are at work, so I'll get to the point. First of all, congratulations, Tom and Kelly, on the marriage. Tom's linen pants incident reminded me of my own poor clothing choices near water.
No, I will explain once again.
Rich
I
says,
always wear black underwear, and Kelly had purchased some white linen pants for me to wear. I didn't bother trying them on, and when I did, you could see the black underwear through the trousers. I ended up having to wear her underwear
so hot
for the ceremony, and I had to turn it around backwards because the front area was things were flopping out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's the short version of the story, but it's true.
Rich continues, it was the summer of my senior year. My girl talked me into a last minute trip to the city pool. I didn't have trunks with me, but I did have my favorite pair of soccer shorts, half black and half yellow. I went to change. One of my girlfriends suggested I just wear the shorts so I would have dry underwear for the trip home. Well, I wore the shorts commando, nothing visible as I get into the pool. But then when I got out, I noticed that when this fabric got wet, it becomes transparent.
No.
At a city pool. I was instructed by the lifeguards to please go into the changing room and get dressed because I was causing quite a problem at the pool, being more or less naked in front of everyone. That's from Rich in Benton, Kentucky.
Well, thank you, Rich.
Saw right through him.
Good
right
to know.
Yep.
Good to know. Christy, what do you got over there?
This is from Jack in Linden, Pennsylvania. Tom, you're correct. Getting married in the rain is good luck. Also, though, it's a sign of fertility. Is there another baby in the future?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, you never know.
I'd like to be around for the graduation from sixth grade.
And dear Pat, in honor of Tom's wedding, could you play Lighthouse?
Isn't that a bad luck song?
Yeah,
that's not very nice, Griffith.
I did do it at somebody's wedding recently, but that's the first time in a long time.
They're still married, I think, and they
knew the story and loved that.
They had a Halloweenish type wedding.
Now, we were talking about something yesterday that I think is really interesting. Our friend Alan had gone on vacation and lost his phone at the Rome airport.
Right.
Like a real moron.
But the problem was he could only remember one phone number.
Was it yours?
No. So it was someone that I know. So that person then texted me and said, Alan doesn't have a phone. If you need him for anything, you're going to have to do, et cetera. But we were all talking about it, and none of us have know very many phone numbers anymore. It's just a aspect of the way we live these days. I bet you know what, Andy's?
And then I thought about it. I do know my two girls' numbers.
You do?
That's it.
Yeah. I don't know any of my kids' phone numbers.
But Sophie's number is the coolest phone number ever.
Give it out. What is it?
I can't. Let's just say it's 00, then 0003. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah, it's really great.
I had a cool phone number very briefly once.
Oh, but that's not, don't shortchange yourself. You had a lot of cool numbers.
No, but I had.
Especially in high school.
I had a really cool number. Phone number when I had my very first house. This is the best phone number. Mm-hmm. I moved in and the phone never stopped ringing because it had belonged to a pizza place.
Ah.
Had to get a new number.
Then didn't you, isn't it true you had the coolest locker combination
ever?
I did. Yeah.
8-18-28.
That is a good one.
That is
my,
good.
And my brothers
I
and
never
I would.
Remember
how do you forget
mine?
That?
My brothers and I passed that lockdown.
He's so excited about it.
Still, I still remember it.
Still to this
day. In my head, I was like, why is Chick asking him about that? And then he answered. And I remembered, it's so funny how excited he
is. I'm so happy about it.
Oh, no, but that was a big thing.
But
you're right. Jim gave it to John, who then gave it to me, so we could.
I'm surprised there wasn't a ceremony.
You're lucky, because our lockers, they were built in. You couldn't, you didn't get to pass a locker.
We had both.
You'd have to take the doors off to pass the locker down.
Yeah, one school had bring your own lock. The other school had.
And this is nothing to do with what we're talking about, but you talk about taking the doors off. That did remind me. I forget if I mentioned this or not. When Bob and I lived in Harbor Springs, we were roommates as well as on the radio together. And our house was kind of famous. Our apartment was sort of famous for after parties, if you will. And we never locked the door, but if it was locked, the door had been put up improperly. So how do I explain this? The hinge pins were on the outside and they were real loose.
All you had to do was pull the hinge pins out.
So does this make sense?
Yeah.
So
oh,
to open the door, all you had to do was reach up and pull them one out, then reach down, pull the one out, and the door came off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd sometimes get home and, I guess there must be something going on here. The door is in the hallway.
Remember those days, though, and it was totally cool. You kind of hoped that your door was off the hinges so you'd have a party, right?
Yeah, well, we never locked the door. There was nothing to steal.
Yeah.
I didn't have any furniture. What are you going to do, steal my laundry? If you do, please do it.
Do you guys want to hear a weird story that we've gotten from a listener, and what it's going to lead to is perhaps theories on our part,
okay,
as to what is going on here. He says that he was last night conducted a major transaction in a public restroom.
Okay,
as I sat down, I noticed a jump rope hanging on the coat hanger hook in the stall.
Okay,
a couple seconds later, a guy comes in and goes, and then he heard the guy go, "Excuse me, is there a jump rope in there?" I said, "Yes, there is." He said, can I have it? I'll wait. I'm sorry." And he said, "No, he was able to reach up, grab the jump rope, sling it over the top of the stall door, and the guy goes, "Thank you." Took the rope and left.
And that was it?
That was that.
Was it at a gym?
It does not say gym, and I would think that our email writer would know. Hey, if this happened at a gym, this all kind of makes sense.
Sure.
Maybe it was a park. Maybe it was a park, yeah. A softball game or something was going on, or so soccer game.
Who takes their jump rope to the bathroom?
Well, a guy
if you're just carrying it, I guess.
If you're at a park, and maybe your kids are playing and you want to get some exercise and
take the jump rope. Right?
He goes into the bathroom, hangs it in the hook. And,
that happens all the time.
Sure. I mean, this is the whole idea. What the hell happened here?
Well, if my kids are going to get a little exercise, I better not forget my jump rope.
I was thinking maybe somebody who frequents this public restroom kept the jump rope there as a handle so they could hover over the seat as opposed to... But the guy came back for it, so obviously that's not the case.
That's an interesting theory.
You thought that?
Man.
Well, because I've heard stories of people putting their coats on the coat hanger or a scarf and hanging onto it so that they can just hover over the seat.
That's paranoia.
That is paranoia.
I'm glad you told me that. Now I know what to do in the future.
Yeah, I just spit on the toilet seat.
I don't think we know the depth. Girls have to hover all the time.
Nah, I don't. I sit. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look how I'm alive. I'm healthy.
Yeah, but do you have any butt diseases?
No.
Sorry. I wouldn't tell anybody either if I had a butt disease.
I put the toilet paper down, on the seat.
Well, that's pretty elaborate. But touching that
work.
That holder, though, that's where all the germs
touching
are.
Touching what holder?
Toilet paper holder.
I'm just touching the toilet paper, not the holder.
The last guy that was in there probably smeared it with germs.
Oh, geez.
I think about that because sometimes in the bathrooms here, the toilet paper roll is off the holder because our holder's a little problem.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you get the toilet paper off? Typically, you put two fingers in the roll.
Uh-huh.
Well, so does everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And one in the pink, one in the stink.
Right? That's right. Absolutely.
By the way, can you unpatent something?
Oh, what would you like to see? I like this idea.
Because whatever you're saying, the okay. toilet paper holders, they've got two rolls in them, mm-hmm. and then the one is done and the other one's supposed to come down.
It never right. does.
It never works.
No, it's locked in.
Whoever patented that, I'm sorry.
Not only that,
take it away.
But it also hinders the roll you're trying to use.
Exactly, because it falls down too early and then sits on top of it.
But yesterday we also discussed, I don't know how we got on the subject of antique things in men's rooms and ladies' rooms, the roll of cloth hand washing. Yeah.
The never-ending right. cloth.
And you're right, those were really kind of good.
I really liked them. They seemed fresh every time I used one.
But then what creeped us out, as in D.C. they would say, the optics of it was that it would just go around and around.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
How did they, I guess they just replace it with a new roll? Is that what they did?
Huh. Made a cool sound.
The guy told me then they would launder the other, the roll that was in there.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But a lot of places they have the air thing.
Yes.
And it's usually timed so your hands don't get dry enough. And some of them won't restart for 30 seconds or whatever.
I've never ran into that.
Then you go out to the restaurant, look for the napkins, take them, and dry your hands.
Well, you pat the maitre d' on the back a few times.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm a big fan of that Dyson hand.
I'm going to go to the...
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
You don't?
No, other people's hands have been in there.
The Dyson Airblade.
You don't touch it.
That's what I like about it. I love the name.
The Airblade is great.
Airblade.
Do you treat it like a game of operation, though?
Yes, so you don't touch anything.
You cannot touch the side.
Yeah, you touch it. It's just full of germs.
But you're not touching the side.
No, and the whole operation that been more potent.
I'm with you, Tom. I believe it.
It's funny. I don't think that's correct, but we all have those. We all have those sort of assumptions where it's correct in our minds, and that's how we're...
Did you know that the great soccer player Pele once said he developed his skills by opening and closing bathroom doors with his feet?
Is that something? Wow. Yeah.
You know, they have little grommets, little levers, little place to put your foot so you can actually open the door with your feet.
Yeah, some places do.
Does it have a little sign on them?
Yeah.
That was a good thing.
All the Golden Corrals have them.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Have you ever encountered the one, though, that's on the door that's too heavy?
Oh, yeah, and you get a hernia trying to close the door.
I can't do it.
My penis popped out.
That reminds me of one of the things that bugs me. This is one restaurant I go to. When you leave, there's a door, then there's another door 3 feet, 4 feet later, whatever.
Right.
So the one door opens this way, and then you walk up to the other door, and it's hinged the other way.
Damn if it's not.
That's a mistake. That's a mistake.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know which one I'm talking about? Yeah, it pushes out the... And I always forget. So then you walk up to the second door. Oh, wait a minute. You got to walk to the other side.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Is that a mistake?
It is. That must be.
Okay. I was just curious.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all. Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.